Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So again, I find it interesting that they gave Liz Cheney the boot for not going along with the big lie that Trump won. Even though Lynn Wood was out there saying, you know, this isn't about Trump. It's about God, because God's going to come and clean house. Evidently, Trump's got the codes. The military's going to listen, sign the Insurrection Act. In about a month, it's all going to happen. It's amazing how they keep putting it off just about a month. Because if you remember, wasn't the elections January 20th not supposed to happen? It's supposed to be March. That didn't happen. Now we're pushing it off another month. I guess it's just to keep people all knotted up in the panties. And here to share some thoughts on just how crazy things have gotten, our favorite investigative journalist and author, our good friend Greg Palast. Greg, thanks for taking time for us. Did I lose Greg?
Palast was not an investigative reporter, you know, but I'll fill in as best I can.
All righty. Well, you're one of my favorite investigative journalists, one of the people that I look to for fact and information. And I want to get your thoughts on the purging, the canceling of Liz Cheney.
The canceling of Liz Cheney. Well, as you know, it's their tent is getting smaller, so all you need is a nice a big nice wolf to blow them away. So, you know, it's you know, I'm glad. Let them bare their teeth. Let them, you know, look, they don't wear masks. Now they're, you know, and they're taking off their happy masks now, too.
It's so funny because they're the ones who wear the hood.
I have no problem with them getting rid of Liz Cheney. She's one of the worst members of Congress that there is.
Exactly.
You know, but, you know, as I think it was the poet T.S. Eliot, if you don't mind a little versification, said, you know, the last temptation is the greatest treason, to do the right thing for the wrong reason. So there you are.
And here we are. The reality is I don't care. I don't care what the Republicans do. You know, what's that saying? If, you know, if your enemy's, you know, going down, get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Let them fall. But here's the weird thing, though. I mean, you know, they're she's honest about saying that the election wasn't stolen from Trump. There wasn't the mass voter fraud that they were saying from the Democrats. It was actually the Republicans who were working hard at stealing the election. And I look at Georgia, and you bring it up all the time. Purgenberger, he was doing everything he could do before the election to ensure that the election was stolen.
Yes. So what's happened in Georgia, and it's getting worse, by the way, I'm heading off to Georgia on Sunday because I was hoping to take some time off, you know, I mean, but, you know, it looks like the skullduggery doesn't take a break. Jim Crow doesn't sleep. He is always awake. And it's 300 bills in 40 states to take away people's right to vote. It's, you know, and in Georgia, as usual, it's ground zero. And why? For 8 years, I've been going to Georgia saying, by the way, Georgia's a blue state. Actually, I'm quoting Martin Luther King III. I was at his house, and he said, you know, Greg, Georgia's a blue state. I said, what? He says, it ain't redneck state. It is a blue state if they'd let us vote. And us is not just black folk. It's college students. It's people in urban areas. They have done a mass attack on the voter rolls. And, you know, Stacey Abrams will be running, I assume, for governor next year. Reverend Warnock is going to be running again next year. And they're in a panic. He's got to run for re-election because, remember, Reverend Senator Warnock only ran for a fill-in seat. So he's running again. So they're in complete panic. And they know that if they let voters vote, Stacey Abrams and Warnock will win. It's not whether I'm for or against them. It's not a partisan question. It's like, I just one of those guys who thinks, hey, maybe the voters ought to choose the Senate and ought to choose the president. So the new trick, you'll love this, Rick. Before, in December, before the runoff for the U.S. Senate with Ossoff and Warnock, a group out of Texas, challenged 364,000 Georgia voters' ballots. Said, don't count those ballots. What? Even if they vote this, and they challenged their ballots, you'll love this, before most of these people even voted or mailed in their ballots. They said, don't count those ballots. Because in Georgia, they have an old Jim Crow law that says any voter can challenge another voter in their county. That was like an old Jim Crow trick to so that Farmer Joe can say, you know, oh, there's Black Samuel. He shouldn't be allowed to vote. That's how they, you know, they that was the old trick. But now they've computerized Jim Crow. He's Dr. James Crow, cyber expert, and they challenged 364,000 Georgian ballots. Now, Stacey Abrams Group Fair Fight and the ACLU sent letters to these counties say, you even dream of not counting those ballots. You know, handcuffs are waiting. Well, so even the Republican county said, this is nutso, because you have to know the voter to challenge them. And we had one, some of these challengers were challenging 14,000 voters. They must have had a heck of a wedding. Where did they put that wedding party to know all these people? But now the state of Georgia, the reason I'm going back, here I am with the voting fire department again to put out another fire. The Georgia legislature passed this new horrendous law, which we've talked about, but the new law allows anyone to challenge an unlimited number of voters, and they're authorizing, and literally this guy, Raffensperger, and his name really is Perger, that's always gotten wrong on TV, the Secretary of State, has actually invited this Texas group, saying, if you go ahead and challenge these people because it's a way to allow me, he literally said this, to avoid federal law. Well, guess what? You can't invite an outside group to help you break the law. That's called a conspiracy. You know, I'm sorry. I used to work for the Justice Department. I'm not a conspiracy nut. I'm a conspiracy expert. I actually was an investigator for the Justice Department on conspiracy cases. This is the classic. He's inviting people to wipe out the voter rolls, hunt down black voters, remove them. So I'm going down to bust this scheme and talk to some of the voters who supposedly don't live in Georgia anymore. Some baloney like that. This is the games being played. And that's just one of the tricks. And here's the problem. If this True the Vote organization gets away with this out of Texas, they're going to use it. They can use this trick in 40 states, 40 states. And we've got, that's just the beginning of the problems in Georgia and around the country. So look, hey, GOP, let me give you a hint. How about you convince the voters to vote for you and tell it, instead of using all your time and money figuring out how to stop voters from voting. And believe me, these guys have got the funds behind this group, True the Vote. Behind a lot of these attacks is a group of billionaires, the new Koch brothers. It's the Bradley family, this ultra right wing family out of Wisconsin, which is why Wisconsin's also in danger. Michigan's also in danger. Look out, guys. They're coming for you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But, you know, there's this group that put out a letter on Monday, this Flag Officers for America. I'm sure you've seen them. 120 military folks who put out a letter. And one of the things they said that, you know, legal votes are identified by state legislatures, approved controls using government IDs, verified signatures, etc. Because they said, you know, election integrity demands there be one legal vote cast.
I asked these guys, do me a favor. Show me one illegal voter. I'll take my cameras and I'll make a citizen arrest. Let's go find that voter. I'm not looking for 50,000 voters or like Trump begging the state of Georgia to find 11,000 illegal voters. They couldn't find 11. They couldn't find. By the way, the state of Georgia, the GOP, the great hero, said he had 1,000 double voters he found. So I asked him to give me the name of one. Oh, well, actually, Jose Garcia was this, two different Jose Garcias. I'm not making that up, by the way. He accused 1,000 people of voting twice, and it was just people with names like Jose Garcia and John Johnson. So I want them to show me this fraudulent voter. You know, and this disease is spreading. I mean, I hate to say it. I work, you know, in England, too. I work with The Guardian a lot, BBC television. The British government, the Tory government, is now saying they want voter ID. I said, well, do you have a single case of a false voter in Britain? I couldn't find. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah. No, so I mean,
this type of disease is happening all over. And then Arizona, let's go there. Let's have some fun. They're recounting the vote. Now I'm worried because while they can't overturn the presidential vote, other elections could be overturned. They are so-called reviewing the ballots. They've handed a private group of crazies people's ballots. That, you know, it's the fancy word is violating the chain of custody.
Right.
The less fancy word is stealing the ballots, going into a dark room and then coming back out and saying, oh, this ballot shouldn't be counted because you have a stray mark on it. Well, did you put a stray mark on it? They actually had an accusation. You'll love this one, Rick. That 40,000 mail-in ballots were mailed in from China. From China.
Yeah, yeah. And looking for Chinese fibers.
They're looking for bamboo fibers in the ballots. Now, you keep in mind, we get an awful lot of our paper from China. But anyway, what do they think? That they have 40,000 ballots being filled out by pandas? And, you know, let's remember something. You can't just, you know, photocopy a ballot, fill it in, and mail it in. Every single ballot has to be associated with a, you know, there's an outside envelope. It has to be associated and signed by a voter. The state of Arizona has found exactly zero illegally mailed in absentee ballots, none by pandas and none by anyone. But they're playing this game. It's a very dangerous game because I got to tell you something else, Rick, what people don't understand. I can laugh about it, but here's the problem. We have in America an issue called spoiled ballots. We have about 2 million ballots in any presidential year, which are disqualified on cockamamie grounds. For example, even in California, if you don't fill in, for example, in a lot of states that say fill in a bubble on a mail-in ballot, I'm actually always worried about mail-in ballots. I think you should have the right to them, but I don't recommend them because, for example, if you put a check mark instead of filling a bubble, in a lot of states, you just disqualified your ballot. I can tell you two people, my mother, who is a school teacher, my sister, who's a lawyer, had their ballots disqualified because they didn't properly fill in a bubble. I kid you not. So we've got to end this game. So it's not just the new laws that the GOP is coming up with. It's the laws that are already on the book, which have stopped the ballots from legal ballots from being counted, stopped legitimate voters from voting. And this, and like you say, we start out with this issue of the purge. You know, there's that TV show that they had where once a year you can just kill anyone you want. Well, the GOP has decided that once a year you can purge voters and wipe out any voters you want. It's ugly. Are you ready? 24 million people were purged in the last 2 years. Now, through court cases, through action, through warning people, probably most of those people had their names restored to the voter rolls. But you're talking about millions of people who were denied the right to vote. It's just, I don't know. It actually really angers me. And that's why I kind of canned my vacation and heading off to sweaty Georgia.
I'm interested to find out what you come up with because, you know, I'm looking at Georgia as one of those states. It's, you know, it's right now the laboratory of horrible. If they get away with all of this stuff here, it will spread like, you know, like a virus across this country. And Republican states all across the country, they're pushing this kind of poison. And I fear no matter what happens in 2022, no matter how well Joe Biden does in these next several months, the Republicans have already set up the steal.
Well, think about this. Joe Biden officially won Wisconsin by just over 10,000 votes. Now, before the election, the GOP legislature passed a law saying that they had to use a list called from this private organization called Eric. I call it Eric Crow. And they challenged the votes. They demanded that the state of Wisconsin remove 135,000 voters. And I did an analysis working, by the way, with the Washington Post. Thank you. And we did analysis. Almost every one of those voters that they challenged. And again, this is the legislature. We're either students in Madison or black folk in Milwaukee. I wonder what color, you know, voters of color, and the color is blue. Now, I will say that unlike Georgia, which is where the Board of Election is just a hack fest of GOP stooges, in Wisconsin, it's a bipartisan board. And the bipartisan board said, this list is junk. We don't care what the legislature says. This list is junk. We're not going to remove these 135,000 voters. And by the way, I talked to them. I had a young student in Madison. I had an older African-American in Milwaukee saying, they're saying I don't live in Wisconsin. There they were. And that purge was stopped. And that's important to know. If you do fight it, you can win it. If that purge had gone through, I wrote a report on it to the Board of Elections for Black Voters Matter. If we didn't win that fight, you know, it would be hail to the thief. Agent Orange would still be there.
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
No, it's horrible stuff. But, you know, I have people all the time saying, you know, buying the lie that Trump won, Biden's not a legitimate president, you know, all the same garbage. And I keep going, you know, show me in court where you made that argument. Granted, Rudy Giuliani and the clown car of Trump attorneys were saying this stuff in public, but they never brought it into the court of law where here's our evidence. They never came out with evidence where they put their hand on the Bible and said, I swear to the God that they now claim is going to come clean house in the country and restore Donald Trump to the presidency. They never brought any of that stuff. So for me, it's all just BS.
Well, and that's the problem. I said, show me the illegal voter. Give me the name. You know, it's easy to find illegal voters. After all, you got their name and address. They often show up. You just cuff them. You know, let's do it. I have no problem with that. Remember good old Chris Kobach? He's running now for Attorney General of Kansas. Chris Kobach told me he had authority to arrest illegal voters. And I went to Chris in Wichita. This is, you know, Trump's vote thief in chief. And I said, okay, Mr. Kobach, he was Secretary of State at the time. I said, you have the power to arrest people. How many people have you arrested? Here's your list of tens of thousands of people you've removed from the voter rolls of Kansas and hundreds of thousands of people that you're trying to remove in coordination with your buddy in Georgia. Now, can you just tell me which of these people actually are illegal voters and let's go and arrest them? He said, just wait. Well, I'm still waiting, Chris Kobach of Kansas, KKK for short. We're still waiting, but he's running for attorney general. He's not dead yet. You have to, you know, he's come back out of the crypt. And I'm very, very concerned because they're still running this game. They've created a new organization to hunt down the fraudulent voters. And it's a con, but they use that con of the fraudulent voters who they can't find. They're waiting for that spaceship to arrive. But in the meantime, they are removing aliens, even though there's no evidence that a spaceship had arrived with the alien voters.
But we've got the bamboo ballots in Arizona.
Bamboo ballots. It's like, but it's, you know, it's ridiculous, but they really do understand. You know, we do concentrate on the presidential election and of course in Georgia in those in the runoff elections where we looked at the Senate races. But I've looked at a lot of these races. I can't tell you how many elections. And of course we start with George W. Bush stealing 2000 by removing 58,000 black people from the voter rolls there. You've had massive, massive vote suppression. This is vote thievery, but it's not by individual stealing votes, because remember, to organize individual voters to commit this type of fraud, it's just impossible. Yep. To pull off. But what they do is they can steal by computer, not by messing around with the voting machines. That's all nonsense. What I'm talking about is messing around with the voter rolls and accusing people, you know, and they say, oh, well, we'll send you a postcard. All you have to send it back. It looks like they know the game. They know if they send you a postcard, because most of these deals, they have to send you a postcard. They send you a postcard. But mostly it's junk mail. How many pieces of junk do you get from crap do you get from the Koch brother front organizations that say official mail on the outside, do not destroy? Well, and you know it's, you know, trying to sell you some baloney.
No, I'll take a perfect example. Since you brought that up, on election day, I had a guy, I was handing out flyers for a local candidate online, you know, as people were waiting for, you know, and this guy was adamant that he had gotten 7 ballots. He received 7 ballots. They kept sending him ballots. And, you know, I said, I don't believe it. I think you're lying to me. Bring them back. I want to see them. Well, this guy actually came back. and he brought back seven envelopes that said official ballot right across it. And what they were it was things for you to send in to get a ballot. There was this officials of the Center for Voter something or other. I forget the name of it, but he had them. They looked super official, and he thought they were all ballots. And I said, why did you fill them all out?
Well, the thing is that the like in California, we have a it's a mail-in opt-out. So in California, it's almost all mail-in because unless you specifically say, I want to go in because I enjoy waiting in line, I'm going to go in. You get your ballot automatically by mail in California, but they send you notices, several saying, we're sending you a ballot, look out for it. But it's not extra ballots, and then they send you the sample ballot, et cetera. I'm waiting for these fake ballots filled out by pandas. Just show me one. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for 4,000. I'm not asking for 11,000 like Trump did in Georgia. I'm asking for one.
Just one. And I want the same
one
thing.
Panda. Let's
get the first panda vote. I want to see it. But Greg, as always, entertaining, informational, and I'm looking forward to your next report coming out of Georgia. We'll have you back again to talk about that. Greg, I appreciate the time, man.
I will. If I find a panda, I'll tell you. Go to gregpalace.com to check out what I'm doing. Bye.
There you go. Good stuff. And we'll get links out on social media. Gregpalace.com, the website. Our good friend Greg Palace. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.